The months-long closure of the U.S.-Canada border to non-essential crossings has been extended again. The border crossing restrictions will last at least until late September, probably longer, due to the pandemic. Some U.S. politicians and businesses want the border closure eased, but a lot of Canadians look at the uncontrolled spread of COVID south of the border with alarm. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports on how this is changing lives.
Len Saunders is an immigration attorney who works in Blaine, Washington, just a few blocks from the Canadian border. When the U.S. and Canada tightened the screws on discretionary border crossings back in March, Saunders expected his business to take a hit. Instead, he's busier.
I feel like I've gone from a marital counselor for a lot of my clients who are separated to a travel agent now that Canadians can fly to the U.S. with no restrictions from airports, even though the border was closed, to a wedding coordinator at the Peace Arch Park.
Saunders says he's observed a boomlet of weddings this summer at the border park in Blaine. To understand why, you need to know the COVID-era crossing rules. Married spouses can cross to reunite with one another, but an unmarried person wanting to visit their love on the other side gets turned away.
A lot of couples who are separated by the border closure, American and Canadians, are realizing that this border closure is not going to end anytime soon. It's going to continue on at least until the end of the year. And so what they're now doing is they're making arrangements to get married on the American side of the Peace Arch Park.
Blaine is just one of a number of Pacific Northwest border towns where people are making major life changes. Another is the nearby U.S. enclave of Point Roberts. The only road connection to this 5-square-mile peninsula goes through British Columbia. Some Point Roberts students attend school just across the border in what's known as the Lower Mainland. But Point Roberts Fire Chief Christopher Carlton says Canadian officials are now not cool with youngsters crossing the border daily to attend class in person beginning next month.
The children not being able to go to school in the Lower Mainland is looking at possibly breaking up the family unit, having one parent living on the Canadian side, one parent here. We're hoping we don't have to go to that level.
The predicament of Point Roberts is also on the radar of British Columbia Premier John Horgan. At a recent press briefing, the Premier wasn't willing to endorse an exception.
With respect to Point Roberts, this is a very sticky issue and one that I've discussed with the federal government, and I'll leave it in their hands to manage.
Horgan's government has repeatedly said it favors keeping the border closed until COVID case numbers drop on the U.S. side. The number of cases per capita is currently about 5 times higher in Washington state compared to BC. The caseload is growing in the province right now, while a summertime surge is flattening on the U.S. side of Cascadia. Land border crossing restrictions went into effect in March and have been extended month by month ever since by mutual agreement between Ottawa and the Trump administration. Truck drivers and essential workers in fields like healthcare and energy are permitted to cross as normal. Canada, unlike the U.S., though, enforces a mandatory 14-day quarantine for all other arriving travelers. The Vancouver Airport Authority is pitching a pilot project to allow pre-screened passengers to fly between SeaTac and Vancouver International without quarantine. The idea is to provide the assurance needed to revive cross-border travel by testing passengers 72 hours before departure, followed by a second rapid test at the airport. Jerry Bruno manages government affairs for the Vancouver Airport.
You're not going to go on a one-day or two-day business trip if you're going to be quarantined for 14 days. So that's really what we're trying to do, is how do we deal with quarantine? Because unless we fix that, air travel is never going to happen.
Bruno estimates it could take 4 to 6 months to win government approval for this. With the way the pandemic is going, it'll probably still be relevant then. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.